she lost him in Iraq. She started a program to pay for the postage for care packages sent overseas. And the Marines always saw her in a very motherly sort of way, and they called her Mama D, which I thought was a really cool thing. So we're happy to highlight those stories. And by going into the Hall of Fame, you're able to do even more by getting the attention and plus the resources of the money and the cash and the donation to your charity.
Now, you've been involved, Cal, since about 2006?
This is my fifth year.
Yeah.
I've been with them every step of the way. I mean, what got me involved was Energizer did a poll of who best exemplifies the spirit of the bunny out there, mm-hmm. of all people, and I came back being the winner. I guess it was that consecutive game streak that put me over the top.
Well, yeah, and you know, as I look down, not only that, but everything that you do. I mean, you're a businessman, a philanthropist, you're a radio host, you're a New York Times best-selling author. You're going to take my job one of these days. I know you're going to do that. You've written children's book, and you were also named by the State Department as an American.
Now, that word's actually in this article. Good for the Jim Forsythe who wrote it. Anyway, other offenses which merit a trip to the slammer, according to Garza, include illegal dumping, having junked vehicle on the property, placing public signs on right-of-way, and failure to cut high weeds and brush. Officials are offering a two-week payment period where people can come in and pay their fines before their name goes on the warrant list. City has not a desire to embarrass people by arresting them at their homes and arresting them at their work, said Police Chief William McManus. But
we will.
We do need these people to come in and pay these tickets. Because if you don't give us money, we'll spend money putting you in a cage. Because that's what they do. And I love it when the government people try to pretend like, well, it's just a fine. You know, you're not going to jail. It's just a fine. Whether they're giving you a speeding ticket or whatever it is that the fine is for. Well, it's, you know, there's no jail here. So it's just a fine. Well, no, if you don't pay the fine, this is what happens. If you don't pay the $50 fine, there's a good chance they're going to come along and put some handcuffs on you and put you in a cage.
Right. It's really just taxation. It's just another form of taxation. And you'll get put in a cage for not paying your tax, their federal income taxes, too. So, but, you know, it's just them figuring out some reason why you need to give them money. And then, you know, they go around and ticket you.
Now, this is an interesting little point. The municipal court offices will waive parking fees until March 5th to encourage people to pay up. They're really going to have that many people coming in? I mean, how many people are they expecting here? If they have to if they're waiving the parking fees at the municipal court to encourage people to come in and pay the fines, that sounds to me like they're expecting a number of people.
It sounds pretty serious, yeah.
But McManus says the grace period is not an amnesty. He says having an outstanding warrant still places a person at risk of arrest until the warrant is cleared. He said during that grace period, if an officer stops you, if you have a warrant out for you, you'll be arrested.
Yeah, they're going to understand if they stop you, they're going to arrest you. And that's not the end of it. It's not just you go to jail for a couple of hours and then somebody comes and gets you out. Think about your car. It's impounded.
Oh, boy.
It's towed.
There's hundreds
of dollars there. Then getting it out of the impound yard can be a real nightmare. Not just giving them a check, but, you know, your car's been broken into. All kinds of crazy stuff. This is what they're proposing to do to people who have, you know, unlicensed garage sales. What constitutes a garage sale anyway?
Selling stuff out in front of your house?
I mean, does it have to be out in front of the house? Can I invite people into my living room and sell stuff? Does it have to be visible from the road?
That's a good question, Mark. I'm sure you can check your local municipal ordinances and find out.
Now, they probably have written this crap down somewhere. But that's the problem, is the expectation that I'm going to be able to read the laws. I couldn't read the laws in my state and municipality.
Hire a lawyer, Mark.
Right, go out and hire a lawyer to have a garage sale.
Yeah, that's pretty much what it's come to, right? I mean, and San Antonio isn't the only place like this. I know that there are a number of areas around the country wherein they expect that you are to pull a permit in order to sell your crap out in front of your house. And if you don't, they literally do send the police around on Saturday mornings and Friday mornings when garage sales happen most frequently.
Mm-hmm.
They send the police around and they write tickets to people because of this.
Yeah, they got
to
do something. There's not so many speeders out that time of day, you know?
The toll-free number is 1-800-259-9231. What sort of absurdities have you come up against? And does anybody actually support licensing garage sales? I'm just curious. Is there anybody?
They got to be listening.
800-259-9231 or tell us your stories of government micromanaging or bring up whatever's on.
Attention, active and separated U.S. military personnel. This message is just for you. You're entitled to benefits that are not available to the general public. You deserve them. Your family deserves them. And we want to make sure you know about them.
This is Tim Lewis of iFreedom Direct and a veteran of Operation Iraqi Freedom. Did you know VA programs can allow you to buy a home with no down payment? Or refi with cash out up to 100% of your home's equity? And because of your service to your country, it's usually easier to qualify for a VA loan than a conventional loan.
On your feet!
And get all the details at varadio.com.
iFreedom Direct Corporation is a private lender approved by the VA and licensed in most states. In certain states, restrictions and limitations apply. For a current list of licenses, disclosures, and all benefits, go to varadio.com or call 800-900-VA-LOAN. varadio.com.
RFID chips are becoming more and more common. Right now, there are hundreds of millions of new credit cards and passports that contain these tiny radios. How can you keep them from transmitting your information? Turn them off with ID Stronghold. Secure wallets and secure sleeves from ID Stronghold will block these radio signals. Visit IDStronghold.com or call 800-610-2770. That's 800-610-2770. IDStronghold.com. Protect your information.
Wondering about your retirement portfolio? Is your financial advisor experienced enough to combat rising interest rates, taxes, and inflation? Stop guessing and go to the expert, Robert Chapman of the International Forecaster. With 45 years of experience and concise investment recommendations, who needs sugar-coated excuses? Get the cold hard facts and a proven investment strategy. For a free introductory copy to the International Forecaster, call 877-479-8178 or go to theinternationalforecaster.com. That's 877-479-8178. 877-479-8178.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, CrossbreedHolsters.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Fact. 4 million people in the U.S. have hepatitis C due to liver damage. Fact. Cirrhosis of the liver is the 8th leading cause of death among Americans. Fact. Alcohol, many prescription drugs, food additives, pesticides, and environmental toxins damage the liver. Fact. 1 in 10 Americans is or has been affected by liver or gallbladder disease. Fact. Anything that keeps the liver from doing its job can put your life in danger. Protect your liver by visiting researchedherbs.com and learning more about the world's number one selling all-natural liver support formula, Live 52. It is the only herbal liver supplement that is backed by over 190 published clinical trials and endorsed by a 250,000 healthcare professionals in 76 countries worldwide. Don't wait to protect your liver. Visit us at researchedherbs.com or call 1-800-973-1486. That's 1-800-973-1486 or go to researchedherbs.com. All the goodness with none of the side effects.
This is Free Talk Live on the Genesis Communications Network and freetalklive.com. Dial us up at 1-800-259-9231.
Free Talk Live, we are coming to you live from the New Hampshire Liberty Forum 2010. It's Saturday night and we are live. If you were listening to the last segment, you're a little confused as to what you're hearing now. There's good reason, because we're having technical difficulties. We've got them all sorted out. You really, really are hearing the Saturday, March the 20th show now. And I'm Mark.
And I'm Gard.
Ian's off and having a great time in New York City at the Talkers New Media Seminar. And we are here at the
the Liberty Forum. And it's
Liberty Forum, Nashua, New Hampshire, broadcasting live remotely, of course. And so now we get the opportunity to get in here and tell everybody, if you're not here yet, get here any way you can, because this is a great place for people who believe in freedom.
So, and we're going to deviate from our normal programming manner by doing a lot of interviews as opposed to a lot of call-ins. So I will give the telephone number for call-ins in the second hour when we have David Friedman, the huge economist, on, and I'm going to have him on for an hour, and we can talk to him then. But well, currently we've got with us Stuart Rhodes from Oathkeepers.
Stuart, welcome.
Thanks a lot.
What the heck is Oathkeepers?
We are military, police, and firefighters, all who swore the same oath to support and defend the Constitution. And the mission of Oathkeepers is to teach the current serving about the Constitution and make sure that they're on the side of the people, on the side of the people's rights.
Is that a problem with firefighters these days?
Well, they could be asked to support, you know, whether it's breaking down someone's door or flooding the street or whatever else they could be asked to do. Emergency responders could be asked to quarantine people, for example. So, sure, we want them to be on the same page with the rest of the police and military who understand the oath.
So tell me about some of the things that, tell me what led you to found Oathkeepers.
The very dangerous expansion of executive power during the Bush years, which has not stopped with Obama coming in.
Right.
So the very dangerous turning inward of the war powers and claim that the president can use his war powers here at home. That's the main driving force.
You know, the fact that you have started this movement and it has become so big and it has gotten so much national attention, especially we were joking around before that you guys created this just to tick off Keith Olbermann.
And Rahm Emanuel, too.
And Rahm Emanuel.
I want to give him fits, too.
Yeah, what a criminal element that man is. But what you have said, the fact that it is so big really should tell people there are alarms going off all over the place in the United States. And what you said about turning the War Powers Act, which itself is unconstitutional, inwards,
right.
Very important. And you can see how things like this have already taken place in New Orleans. People ordered to give up their firearms. We have the possibility of a new bill being proposed by Joe Lieberman and by John McCain, which once more would define Americans as enemy belligerents. For arrest and detention.
Right. Makes no distinction whatsoever between U.S. citizens, legal residents, and foreigners in wartime. In other words, no distinction between us and them.
Yeah.
And there is a clear distinction in our Constitution. If you are accused of making war against your own country as a U.S. citizen, the proper thing to do is charge you with treason
right. And
have a jury trial. But their claim is they can detain any American citizen and give you a trial by military tribunal instead.
Exactly. This is a very, very important thing. I'm glad we've gotten you on here right off the bat.
Now, we've got, I know we have a whole bunch of police and firefighters and, military people that listen to the show. What do you have to say to them?
Well, basically, that when you swore that oath, when you raised your right hand, that's when you made the choice. And the choice was to defend the Constitution. You have no right and no authority to act outside of the Constitution. It doesn't make a difference whether you get fired, whether you lose your pension, whether you're court-martialed, whatever else that might happen to you. You need to buck up and have the courage to do what's right, follow the Constitution, and if you're given unlawful orders, you must refuse.
Now, Stuart, I'm going to assume that you are, that you come from this police, military, firefighter sort of background, and
I was a paratrooper in the Army.
What's your cred?
Okay. I was a paratrooper in the Army.
And so, what was the oath that you swore?
Well, my oath, one that the military swears and enlisted, is to support and defend the Constitution against all enemies, foreign and domestic, and to obey the orders of the president and the officers appointed over you pursuant to the UCMJ.
That's funny, because John McCain told us that when he got in the military, his oath was to defend the nation. Shows you how lost that man is.
Right, yeah. It's liberty is first, and the rule of law comes first, not just doing whatever you think is necessary to defend the American people when you're scared. And the founders understood emergency. The Bill of Rights was written for emergencies. Mm-hmm. There's this weird idea out there that when things get really bad, like Katrina, some bad weather, well, then you set aside the Constitution. That's totally upside down from what's the intent of the founders.
It does seem, also, you brought up something as you first described the organization. And we ought to mention where they can find you online. One of the things that alarms me is around the various states, here in our state. We just talked to the former head of the Department of Health and Human Services, who's running for governor in the state of New Hampshire, just chatting. And the legislature passed a law here that gives the governor the power to declare an emergency, to go and seize medical. It all had to do with bird flu and swine flu and all this stuff. Go and seize stores of medicine in private establishments like shopping malls and stores and things like that, to go in and prevent groups larger than a certain number from gathering. These are emergency powers that totally contradict the Fourth Amendment, and nobody seems to notice except you guys, it seems, and people like those of us here.
Right. I mean, there's different levels of absurdity, and the highest level of absurdity would be martial law, a national call or declaration of martial law. That's nowhere listed in our Constitution. When you go down from there, it depends upon, I mean, I would prefer that if you're going to have emergency response, it should be your state doing it. It should ideally, under Article 1, Section 8, it talks about the militia of the states being used to enforce the laws of the union, suppress insurrections, repel invasions. So it should be us, the people, who do these things. So ideally, it'd be union.
That's what a militia was.
Right.
The militia isn't the National Guard.
No, it's we the people. That's why Katrina, they got it completely backwards. When what is bad and there's looters in the streets, that's when we the people are supposed to keep the peace as the militia, not disarm the people and leave the looters, you know, running around doing what they want. Mm. So every level you get down lower, it's better for us to be local. But even at the local level, you can't have abuses as well.
So if people are listening that are eligible, firefighters, police officers, military personnel that are interested in Oath Keepers, what can they do?
Go to oathkeepers.org, and they can go there, and we have downloadable information they can pass out. We have a forum that's free to join. We don't require them to be members to participate in the forum. If you're an average citizen who's never sworn an oath, you can be an associate member. If you want to join, you can join as an associate member. If you're prior or current service, military, police, or fire, you can come on as a full member.
You know, I love the idea of people that swore an oath to the Constitution affirming it and saying that they know exactly what that means to them.
Right. What a concept, right?
Yeah, I know. I was just saying,
keep your obligations.
It's so ridiculous. You know, the very definition of an oath. That's the whole point. But yet, you know, we've talked about this before. You have in the Heller decision, in the gun case, the Heller decision, Antonin Scalia, at the end of it, even though he claimed that it was an individual right, at the end he says, well, rights can be attenuated.
Right.
It's just, you can't count on these guys to defend you. You've got to go local, go with your friends, go with your neighbors, and come up with alternatives. It's truly remarkable. I'm glad you guys started this up. It's great. And I'm glad you're getting people really angry about it. That's kind of funny.
That's how you know you're on target. You get a lot of flack.
Yeah, oathkeepers.org, right?
Yep.
Awesome.
Thanks very much. Appreciate that.
Great stuff.
You're listening to Free Talk Live, and we are live from the New Hampshire Liberty Forum, and it has been an awesome time. And we'll be back.
I will be taking a brief break because I have to go give a presentation out in the main room, and Mark will be handling things on his own, and we'll talk to you soon.
Yep, more interviews to come.
There's a growing number of researchers who agree that 90% of all disease begins in the colon. Did you know that 80% of all Americans suffer from internal parasites and parasitic infection? If allowed, our bodies are capable of healing themselves. The key to optimal health is not only what we eat, but also a healthy digestive system and a strong immune system. At Freshwater Organics, we offer FPP, a daily organic supplement that helps eliminate parasites, heavy metals, and high cholesterol naturally and safely. FPP, or fossilized phytoplankton powder, has been used worldwide for thousands of uses and is now available from Freshwater Organics. In addition, we offer an entire line of products to help cleanse waste and toxins, strengthen your immune system, and improve your overall well-being. Make FreshwaterOrganics.com your first stop for organic and natural supplements at the best prices. Visit FreshwaterOrganics.com. Again, that's FreshwaterOrganics.com, or request your free catalog by mail by calling 888-949-3570.
Where have all the military surplus stores gone? Don't worry, you don't need one. Because everything you need at Military Surplus is at MainMilitary.com. That's M-A-I-N-E, Military.com. One of the last surviving true military surplus stores in the country. Go online now to MainMilitary.com and discover a source for hard-to-find surplus items at true surplus prices. Surplus gun cleaning kits as low as $2.99. Complete chemical suits as low as $11.99. See our huge selection of gas masks, filters, and accessories. Finish at Limited M10 gas masks are 3 for $30, and Swiss filters are 3 for $12. Searching for Strike Anywhere matches? MaineMilitary.com has them, plus a whole new product line of survival and first aid kits and lots more. Get free shipping on orders over $50 only at MaineMilitary.com. That's M-A-I-N-E Military.com. Or call 877-608-0179, 877-608-0179. MaineMilitary.com, the Maine name in military supply.
Hounded by debt collectors with phone calls and letters? Thinking of calling a debt relief company? Don't. Greedy lawyers and debt companies charge thousands. Why pay when you can get their solution absolutely free with New York Times best-selling author Herb Kay's number one debt secret, the how-to on stopping the calls without paying the debt companies. Yes, free for a very limited time. Here's Herb Kay.
Don't get ripped off by credit repair companies when I can give you the information you need to do it yourself for free.
Herb Kay was right. His free information helped me stop the calls and settle my debt.
What have you got to lose? Stop the calls now, get out of debt, and have more money. Get Herb Kay's number one debt secret absolutely free now. Call 888-352-7726. That's 888-352-7726. 888-352-7726.
George Washington said, "Government is not reason, it is not eloquence, it is force, like fire. It is a dangerous servant and a fearful master." America's government is no longer the servant of the people and the protector of our liberty, but has become that fearful master. We the people must understand the nature of this government gone awry if we are to be successful in saving our country. America is being deliberately destroyed by a cabal of international gangsters so that she can be forced into subjugation to a one-world government. The God-given, unalienable rights of the Declaration of Independence are in jeopardy. We must not let them be stolen by ambitious and evil men. Utopia Silver Supplements believes it is our God-given right to make our own health care decisions however we deem best. If we can help you with your supplement needs and better health, then help us win this health freedom battle. Visit us today at utopiasilver.com. That's U-T-O-P-I-A silver.com. Or call 888-213-4338. Again, 888-213-4338.
You're listening to Free Talk Live on the Genesis Communications Network and freetalklive.com. Call in at 1-800-259-9231.
Free Talk Live, this is Mark Edge coming to you live from the New Hampshire Liberty Forum. And it's been a huge, busy day with lots of speakers, lots of convention-type stuff going on. But also there's breaking news. There was an arrest at the 420 event that went on here, and I'll give you more information on that. But right now I have sitting with me Thomas Naylor. Thomas, you're a professor guy, and you're proposing that, well, Vermont secede.
Absolutely.
Okay.
To revert back to our status as it was between 1777 and 1791.
So Vermont, so that was at the time of the Articles of Confederation. Vermont was its own republic, and as were all the states at that time.
Yeah, well, we became the 14th state.
Right.
But we were independent for 14 years as a separate republic.
Right, under the Articles of Confederation. That's correct?
Okay. I think that's the right period of time.
Okay. So now, why is it that you want Vermont to secede from the Union?
Essentially, we think that the U.S. government has lost its moral authority. It's owned, operated, and controlled by Wall Street, corporate America, and the Israeli lobby. It's unsustainable. By that I mean economically, politically, socially. Environmentally, you name your dimension, it's ungovernable and therefore unfixable. So the question is, do you go down with the Titanic, or do you seek other options while there are other options on the table? And we consider secession to be one of those options.
No,
essentially we want out.
What kind of steps are you taking to get Vermont out? And you know, I also think people are probably asking, well, what are we going to lose if Vermont goes? So I guess that's two questions. First, what steps are you taking to get?
Well, a couple of years ago, I was on Bill O'Reilly's show on Fox News, and his response was that the U.S. would lose nothing. He actually offered me a bus ticket to move to Canada.
Well, I don't think you want to go to Canada.
And a real estate agent. No, no. But the in terms of your question was...
What steps are you taking to...
The process. Well, we're taking some of the most exciting steps this year. For the first time, we're running candidates as unavowed secessionists. We have 12 people running in the 2010 election. One for governor, lieutenant governor, 8 Senate seats, and 2 House seats. And the list is growing each day, all running as open secessionists.
How many people are in the Vermont Senate and House?
The Senate has 30 people and 150 in the House.
That's a pretty big one for a state of 600,000 people.
Yeah, no, it is. It is.
I mean, just about everybody's represented that way.
But we've got a particularly attractive candidate for governor in Dennis Steele. He's a fifth generation Vermonter. He runs Radio Free Vermont, which is an internet radio station that specializes in Vermont music. Very energetic entrepreneur.
So now, secession movements are not new, and they didn't sort of die out after the Civil War or anything like that. Tell me about some secession movements that are going on around the United States. Tell me where you got some of the ideas from.
Well, there's as many as 25 or 30 states who've got some kind of movement, but the most serious ones we think are probably in Texas and in Alaska. The Texas Nationalist Movement, headed up by Daniel Miller, got a real impetus a year ago on April 15th on Tax Day, when at one of the Tea Parties in Austin, Texas, the governor actually threatened secession.
Yeah,
which really gave them a high profile. And,
yeah, the governor's talking about secession, even if it's just, you know, for political pandering. I don't care.
Miller is a very smart, very astute political guy. So although they've been around about 10 years, they're really coming on like gangbusters now.
And
then the Alaskan Independence Party goes all the way back to the 70s.
As a matter of fact, Sarah Palin's husband was a member of the Alaskan Secession or Independence Party or whatever it was.
That's right, yeah.
So they got some press, too.
Yeah, yeah. They actually, back in 92, elected the governor of the state. Turns out he was not a secessionist. It was former Secretary of Interior under Nixon, Pickle. Who was at odds with the Republican Party. It was convenient for him to run under the Alaskan Independence label. He ran, and he was actually elected.
Now, it's my understanding that Hawaii also has a pretty popular, at least amongst the native Hawaiians, popular movement for secession. Yeah, I can imagine that they probably do.
Yeah, they've got a good reason to want...
they're still feeling pretty much like a conquered nation.
So, yeah, it's kind of response to gunboat diplomacy back in the late 19th century. The only problem with the Hawaiian movement is it's quite splintered. There are 3 or 4 different groups, and some of them want, pure secession now, independence from the United States. Others are willing to settle for kind of like quasi-Indian reservation status.
Right.
And so there doesn't seem to be any coherence to it, but, there's a lot of action out there.
So, people have to hear the idea of you wanting Vermont to be independent, and they must say, well, that's nutty. What do you say?
That's one of the characteristics of secession. I mean, Abraham Lincoln really did a number on the American people 150 years ago. He convinced both left and right that secession is anathema. Essentially what we say is... that if, just as one has a right to join a union or join a group, so too does it have a right to exit. It's kind of just to deny that one has a right. It's like having a marriage with no possibility of divorce.
Yeah, I think, and absolutely, any good contract has an exit clause. Unfortunately, many of the constitutions do not have exit clauses.
One of them is actually the Maastricht Treaty for the Euro and the European Union.
Mm-hmm.
They left that out. Very strange.
Can't get out of the European Union.
You can get out of the Union, but you can't get out of using the Euro.
Oh, okay, the Euro, gotcha.
Once you're in the club.
Now, the... people that say that secession won't work because the Civil War happened are kind of ignoring the fact that the United States was a secessionist movement in the first place.
Yeah,
it's never been done. There's no colony of any country, of any superpower at that time, had ever seceded and been successful. So, in fact, the United States is a secession movement. The very existence is because of a secession movement.
Absolutely. It was born out of secession in 1776. I mean, our government tends to support secession movements far away. For example, they were 100% behind the breakup of the Soviet Union,
mm-hmm.
and the withdrawal, the demise of the communist regimes in Eastern Europe, which was essentially splitting with Moscow back in the 1980s. We've supported Taiwan's secession from China. It's just when it gets too close to home, for example, our government doesn't want any part of Quebec's secession.
It, you know, Quebec, it's interesting because Quebec voted just narrowly,
very
close, narrowly,
in 95.
In, 1995 to remain in Canada. And I don't know what I thought about that at the time, but it was interesting nonetheless. And, now, if Vermont decided to secede, would you do it by majority vote, or how would that happen?
Oh, the process that we favor is, running for the legislature is important, is we need to get a majority so that we can call for a statewide convention to consider articles of secession. And since we have like 180 people in the legislature, let's say a convention of maybe 200 people, and there I think we would want like at least a two-thirds vote, because the name of the game is acceptance, credibility, and legitimacy, not a simple majority.
Now, if people are interested in this, and I know we actually have three Vermont stations on right now, if people are interested, not that you have to be in Vermont to be helpful in this, but if people are interested in the idea of Vermont independence or independence for a state in general, what can they do to get a hold of you and get involved?
Well, they could check out our website, which is vermontrepublic.org. If they're interested in secession in general, there's a quite exciting new website called secessionnews.com that monitors secession movements all over the world, but particularly in the United States.
We do talk about it here. I'm for the independence of New Hampshire and Vermont, for that matter.
Fantastic.
So thanks. Thank you for being here, Dr. Naylor.
Thanks for having me on.
Absolutely. Free Talk Live. We'll be back.
In the late 21st century, the hardiest, most daring adventurers have begun to colonize the solar system, where untold mineral riches await them. Jealous of their wealth and fearful of their freedom, the government of Earth is determined to extend their power to this new frontier by any means necessary. Escape from Terra, an illustrated science fiction saga from Big Head Press. Read it online at escapefromterra.com. In the late 21st century, the hardiest, most daring adventurers have begun to colonize the solar system, where untold mineral riches await them. Jealous of their wealth and fearful of their freedom, the government of Earth is determined to extend their power to this new frontier by any means necessary. Escape from Terra, an illustrated science fiction saga from Big Head Press. Read it online at escapefromterra.com.
How would you like to own two of the best pair of gloves in the world
for $19.95?
Plus shipping and handling, and get two pairs for free.
MaxFit makes your hands go wow. MaxFit makes your hands go wow.
For only $19.95, you can own four pairs of the famous MaxFit gloves. Call right now at 877-552-5206.
Wow.
Whether you're working in your garden, moving furniture, how would you like to improve that golf swing? MaxFit has thousands of uses. It helps the grip or three hands.
It even helps me play my video games better.
Wow. From the moment you slip your hand into a MaxFit glove, you'll experience the ultimate in grip, comfort, dexterity, and health.
MaxFit.
For more information on the next generation of thin glove technology, go to MaxFitGloves.com and use the promo code RADIO. Call right now at 877-552-5206.
Wow. MaxFit makes your...
If you owe the IRS money you can't pay, then listen carefully, because you already know that the problem won't go away by itself. You can get help today from the leading tax expert in the country, Dan Pilla.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. The IRS isn't going to just forget about you.
Right now, the IRS is hiring thousands of tax collectors to go after delinquent accounts just like yours. That's why you need to take action today, and I can help. I take a simple but proven approach to solving your tax debt problem. First, I stabilize collections so you don't have to worry about wage and bank levies. Next, I build a detailed plan to get your debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even eliminated. Finally, I work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. So call now for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829.
Dan Pilla will solve your tax problem, guaranteed. He's helped thousands of people, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
Why is drinking pure high alkaline pH water the most important factor in maintaining high energy and vibrant health? Because alkalizing water helps your body rid itself of acidic waste and increases the oxygen content of your body. Disease organisms like bacteria, viruses, and cancer cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals. Using AlkaVision pH Drops is the best way to make your water alkaline to help you get rid of acid and regain your health and energy. Simply put 10 drops in the water you drink to raise the pH to an alkaline level. Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops now by going directly to AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or by calling 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776.
This is Free Talk Live on the Genesis Communications Network and freetalklive.com. Dial us up at 1-800-259-9231.
Free Talk Live, we are coming to you live from the New Hampshire Liberty Forum at 2010, as if you didn't know the year. And it's Mark with you.
And Garn.
And we're doing interview after interview. Next hour, I'll have the phone lines open so that people can call in and talk to Dr. David Friedman. But for right now, we're doing some interviews. And with us, we've got right now Ryan McGuire. Now, Ryan, there was an event today here at the Liberty Forum, unrelated to it, but many of the participants participated. Tell us about the event and what happened.
Well, there was. Throughout the year, the Free Staters and local New Hampshire Liberty activists have been doing 420 celebrations for marijuana decriminalization in New Hampshire. And we thought, well, we've been doing this all year, and we should get the people that are visiting Nashua this week involved with that, kind of as an immersion program for civil disobedience here. So we hosted a 420 celebration today in Nashua, and it turned out spectacularly. I'd say there was about 120 people showed up today in downtown Nashua, and it went
off. People were smoking pot and things were going along at home.
Absolutely, yeah.
Good deal, yeah.
And the cops, I saw a couple of cops throughout the event, but they just kind of waved at us and smiled and went on their way. But
yeah, the cops really haven't been cracking down on these events. For one, there are a whole bunch of people, and to you know they wouldn't even know what to do with them. And you know, secondly, these folks really aren't harming anyone.
Was this just in the Keene example or in other places too, where they haven't been cracking down? Manchester, they've started them. Have they done them around the Nashua area very much?
As far as I know, this is the first event in Nashua itself. So, I mean, whatever response they were going to do, it would have been unprecedented either way.
Yes, good point, yeah.
So they did show up, and they showed up in force
and
today.
Mass. Well, I have to tell you, Ryan, I mentioned a couple of people. I was working today, and I am on the main route where I work is right on Amherst Street, mm-hmm. and you were at the intersection of Amherst Street and Main Street or something
Correct.
Like that. And you're just about, 2 miles down the road. I thought there was something incredibly crazy going on. It was a siren after siren after siren going down there. They had every cruiser.
I'd say I counted about 20 cops there in total. And that's the largest police response that I've seen at the 420 before. I mean, Keene was a very, very close second, but, I mean...
Now, the sequence of events behind how this happened, though, it wasn't that these cops initially came out. You were there with a group, and I've heard that there were undercover guys there.
There were. Those were the first cops that I saw. They were kind of like in They were undercover, but they were very conspicuous in their undercoverness. They were like wearing like Red Sox shirts, very movie-esque. They were having a fun time being undercover cops.
Yeah.
And they arrested three people in total. A local Nashuan, I think he was a 17-year-old named Lewis. He had just seen us there and got involved. Along with Keene's David Cruz and Catherine Bleisch as well. Mm. I'd say this is typical from my case study, but out of 120 people there, there was one black man. He was the one that was arrested today.
It's strange. Course, you know, they got a crowd of 120 people. And, you know, you don't know what exactly they're thinking, but there's a crowd of 120 people, and there's one black guy, and that's the one guy they tried to arrest. They didn't come in mass trying to arrest anybody. They just arrested one guy.
Right. And
any ideas why?
I mean,
he's smoking pot.
That's the only surmise I
And he was from the Nashville area, that particular man.
Correct. He wasn't there as part of the Liberty Forum or Alt Expo or anything like that. He wasn't part of the original invite list or anything
from
like
here.
That.
Yes.
Right. Right. There was just an enormous amount of foot traffic and cars going by and people joined us off of the street.
Wow.
So
that's incredible. Now when they came after this guy, you guys responded, right?
Oh yeah, I mean it was almost.
What do you mean by responded?
Yeah. It was almost immediate. The entire group just kind of, I don't know. It's kind of like this bat sense kind of thing. You know, you kind of feel like something's not right, and we all just kind of meandered over, and sure enough, there was the cop, and they were handcuffing the guy, and. I'd say people handled themselves very well. Nobody got violent. People were obviously enraged by the cops' attitudes.
So, what were the reactions like? I mean, what was happening?
As the cop were putting the 17-year-old into the vehicle, several people were calling out the cops' violent behavior, that they were targeting, essentially racially profiling this person. From our perspective, that's what was happening. Obviously, I don't know what's going on in their minds. But
now, you said the individual was 17 years old. Did anybody in the 420 celebration give this kid marijuana? Or
I don't honestly know.
Okay.
Hmm. So now, from there, things escalated because you guys responded, and I heard that people started to sort of, I don't know how close you were to the police, but sort of, you know, call out the police, probably taking video of it.
Yeah.
And from the start. And the police must have called in for backup.
At some point, they obviously did. But the response was so quick. I mean,
so they were ready.
I think they were ready. They had a canine unit out there. That's the first time I've ever seen a canine response to this. I mean, it was eerie.
Yeah.
The guy dressed all in very dark blue, almost black suit, and the dog was barking like heck, you know.
What did the approaching officers say, or the arresting officers say? What did they say to you?
They were very silent. They were almost dumbfounded as to what kind of a response we could do, because the activists here are just very, very eloquent in calling out the violent tendencies of these cops. And honestly, I think the cops were a little afraid in their own psyches.
There are 120 people who are yelling at them and that kind of thing. I would imagine they were afraid.
Right.
So I'm not surprised that backup was called. I mean, that makes perfectly good sense as to probably protocol. Mm-hmm. So how many people got arrested in total? What happened?
Three. So the first guy, Lewis, got arrested, and then the next thing I saw was David Cruz on the ground, and he was, from my perspective, practicing some non-compliance techniques, you know, going down to the ground, folding his arms together so that they could not cuff him properly.
I hate it when he does that.
At that point, the cops maced him.
Oh, wow.
And it was at that point that I saw Catherine getting in their faces, you know, essentially confronting them. Why are you macing this nonviolent person? And that's when they
gave her a promotion.
Yeah.
Interesting. Wow.
David's a friend of mine. I hate the idea that this happened to him.
Yeah. Okay. Well,
no surprise to me. But
yeah. Yeah. Well, okay, now they are currently sitting in Nashua jail.
Yes, we followed them down to the police station directly afterwards, and we were there for about 2 hours.
And this of course is because they were threatening other people and dangerous to them by holding a plant substance.
Yeah, or something.
So,
yeah.
Of course, I'm really glad. Aren't you glad, Mark? Because I'm left. Jeez, I'm crow, man. What would we do?
It sounds like a terrible situation all around to me.
Hey, wow. Yeah. So that's good that they've got them, you know, behind some bars and stuff, and they're spending people's money to hold them. That's
as far as I know, they have released Lewis on PR bond, but they're still holding David and Catherine.
Oh, so he had to pay, but he's out now? He could be here. Oh, my God. Yeah. I got to get out of here.
Could be lurking about.
What am I going to do?
Ryan, thank you very much,
Ryan,
for the update on this,
sure.
And we will keep people posted on it. If you have existing foreclosures, bankruptcies, judgments, liens, collections, late payments on your credit file, you need cleaningcredit.com. They can help you with any kind of derogatory credit reporting situation. And it's a law firm down in South Florida. But anybody can go to cleaningcredit.com. That just happens to be physically where they are. It's the credit repair law firm chartered, and they can help you to increase your credit scores and give you professional help and education on your credit. And it's a monthly fee. It's extraordinarily reasonable, and anybody who's buying a car or a house needs to have their credit checked because this can save them hundreds, if not thousands, of dollars.
Yeah.
Cleaningcredit.com. We are live here at the New Hampshire Liberty Forum, and it's been, you know, one interview after another.
Absolutely. And, you know, just a quick comment about our conversation with Ryan a little bit earlier. I'm very interested in getting Ryan and a number of other folks. I want to do my little portable interview things for the website over Liberty Conspiracy. And what gets me is, Mark, we talked about this before. My brother's an attorney around this area. And he has had numerous run-ins for clients with the National Police Department. And they are some of the most diehard, tough, and sometimes nasty guys in the state.
Different departments have a sort of different sort of corporate conversation.
Yeah.
Some departments are much more Mayberry, and some departments are much more SWAT team. And
Andy Griffith is long gone in some cases. Yeah.
I can see Free Talk Live. We'll be doing more interviews and opening up the phone lines here in the next hour with Dr. David Friedman.
All right.
Do you have hair or skin problems? Are you sensitive to fragrances or dyes? Quit suffering. Quit trying the latest, new, and improved potions. Try Unicure Hair and Skin Conditioner. It's been sold in top salons since 1973, and I've been using it for the past year, and I love it. Unicure's Hair and Skin Conditioner's gentle, greaseless formula is fragrance and color-free. If you have hair or skin, you need Unicure. Call 888-UNICURE or visit unicure.com. 888-UNICURE. Unicure.com.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit and carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.